All right, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Third Leg Show. It is season 4, episode 13, and today is July 12th, 2024, I think. How's the last 3 weeks for you, Benju?
It was pretty good. We had GDQ roll on by.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it was, thank God, because, I mean, they even kind of mentioned it in the in their broadcast that, like, it's better. Like, these past two have been better, and they see other people talking about it, too. So, they were seeing all the complaints. I mean, like, the woke shit is still there, but they toned it down a lot.
Except for chat.
Yeah. Chat will always be toxic.
Yeah.
That's just what chat does. So, I mean, other than that, like, it was just great. It was honestly really great. So... and then, yeah, Siege. It's happened. I'm back.
It's back on the sauce.
I am.
We all are. You infected us all.
you guys didn't have to come along. Like, that was the thing. I didn't make you guys. You guys are doing it.
Yeah, we did pressure JD into it, right?
We did bully JD. JD is the only, one we bullied into it. We tried bullying Flux, but he just doesn't fucking want to, man.
It looked like he was trying to play it earlier today. Like, he joined and instantly, like, left for some reason. So, I don't know. What else?
That's, as far as I can, I don't know, dude. Today's just a bad day. I've had a headache. I was playing catch with Ava, like, 2 days ago. And my fucking baseball glove, like, all the fucking padding went missing, and I didn't even know it. So I was playing catch. I was like, man, she's throwing heat. Like, these fucking hurt. Take off the glove. My fucking index knuckle is just purple. The entire thing is purple. Ooh. And I was like, well, that fucking sucks. Then I go to the gym, and anytime I did anything with dumbbells, this is a bad bruise because, like, my left hand would just lock up after I would, like, move dumbbells to and from. And it's just...
I was just going to say, my hands have been locking up, too. I don't know if it's just the heat, but...
It's fucking, hey, man, it is brutal.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't want to think about that bruise.
Dude, I was like, god damn, like, Ava... I was like, Ava's just straight up throwing fucking gas. Like, all right, man, like, that's fucking awesome. And I take it off, and it's just, no. Like, she was throwing hard, but I might as well have been playing without any fucking... without any glove.
I don't like that feeling on my hands anymore.
dude, it was a bit rough.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. What was, for GDQ, what was your favorite speedrun that you saw?
Fuck. There was, like, actually quite a fucking bit, honestly. I don't even know. Like, it was just... There was, like, a couple meme ones. I mean, the Elden Ring one was pretty legit. Or, not Elden Ring was cool, but it wasn't one of my favorites.
Sekiro one?
No, that too. That was fucking sweet. But
yeah,
the bear fucker game.
I think I missed this one. I don't remember anyone it's fucking bears.
It's Baldur's Gate. There we go.
Oh yeah. You actually enjoyed that one?
I did. The couch was fucking hilarious. Like, actually cool. Let me see. They have their playlist on everything. What was your favorite?
I did enjoy the Baldur's Gate one, but I had it muted because, you know, I think I was doing schoolwork while I was watching that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which school has started with. It's actually not that bad. What I thought was going to be like 54 classes. I only have one this month. Teacher's actually pretty cool. The worst part I could say about my teacher is after every lecture, he ends it with some puns, and I just want to die, but...
I'd just leave.
Yeah, but you know, I've got some material to torture you with now, with the puns.
I mean, we don't have to, right? Like,
we don't have to. I'm not
because,
going to.
Okay, just because you were offended doesn't mean that you have to offend other people.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, one of my favorites was the baseball one, because... A dog was playing it.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that one. That was very solid. Very solid.
honestly, the problem that I'm having trying to remember all these GDQ runs is all I can picture in my mind right now is Bloons. Because all we did was play Bloons while it was happening.
It's such a great, like, because you can just stop, watch the run a little bit, keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like once you're set up, like you could just watch the thing.
Yeah, you just sit and just mindlessly watch. It was incredible.
It was, which I know by the time this episode comes out, the summer sale will end, but I still would recommend just getting Bloons anyway. It's honestly just like mindless fun if you need to escape from this reality for a bit. But I think my favorite has to either be the Sekiro or the Elden Ring one. Just watching them play it and like the knowledge of that game and rethinking back when I played Elden Ring, I'm like, I fucking suck at this shit. Looking at these people do all that crazy crap, it was humbling, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What's the word for
it?
Yeah.
My favorite one is either the Power Wash Simulator or that fucking crab Dark Souls game where you're a hermit crab trying to find a new house. I didn't like the bitch on the couch. I fucking desperately hate like that Valley Girl accent. I can't fucking stand it. But the race itself was fucking cool because they took forever to get it actually done, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the races were fun. Ooh, the like Kaizo Super Mario one that they did.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun too. I actually kind of liked that one.
Muscle Man March. It was like in the middle of the night. Muscle Man March might have also been like, it's so good. It's a typical like Japanese bullshit game, but goddamn, is it funny as fuck, dude. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't forget, I mean, you can rewatch the whole fucking thing. They got the playlist up on YouTube and it's in order.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put a link to their playlist in our description if I remember. This is for future me when I listen back to this.
We're not the only ones who like Sekiro. Sekiro has so far the highest view count I have seen on here.
Mm-hmm. Also seeing like little sneak peeks of the DLC for Elden Ring. For
fucking sweet.
Incentive,
fucking sweet.
That was pretty cool. I'm not excited to play through it now that I've seen all the bugs in it, but...
Oh, it looks like spider scorpion things. Woohoo!
They're very hairy looking, and I didn't like that.
That was instant heebie-jeebies. Instant heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. For you too?
Yeah. I don't even have a problem with bugs, but like, that fucking thing, dude. Jesus Christ.
And if I remember correctly, there is a boss like that is very bug-themed in that DLC, which I'm not looking forward to. I have not touched it yet.
I lied. My actual favorite one was the Super Mario 64 randomizer blindfolded. That was nutty.
That was amazing.
Buddy had like really 5 minutes to go look at shit. And then like he somehow remembered everything and got stars. Like it was honestly incredible.
And did the boss fight. And what else did he do? He tried to do like another like star rush, I think it was something like that, right? Just get how many stars you can.
Yep.
Which was pretty cool. I'm trying to remember the I didn't watch it, but I heard the Tony Hawk one was pretty cool as well.
That
all four
was
games.
Very fucking sweet. Very sweet. Oh, Spoon just got on.
Yeah, he's going back to the sub. Maybe it's not actually him playing Siege right now.
Right.
He's still out. But yeah, you want to get into some of the gaming news I have right now?
Yeah, fuck it.
Did you know Valve made a fighting game?
Nope.
It's called Sleet Fighter. Can you guess what it's based off of?
Sleet Fighter?
Yeah.
You're just different weather storms trying to fight each other?
Close. It's Dota 2 themed.
Oh,
and it's
God.
A fighting game.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I don't know what it's supposed to be. But like other than just a fighting game and based off of the Dota 2 characters, but it honestly just looks like it's supposed to be like any other, you know, fighting game. There's nothing unique about it other than the characters.
It's got to be. It's Pudge or nothing.
Yeah. I don't even know how many characters they have in it yet. This doesn't tell me at all. Plus, like, why did they make this instead of anything else they could have done? Half-Life 3.
Left 4 Dead.
Actually, Counter-Strike 2, good. Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Not that bullshit Back 4 Blood stuff. That was awful. Did you ever play that?
No.
I've heard it's gotten better, but at the same time, I don't think it has. Because it's very... In every worst way, it's exactly like Left 4 Dead. But in every worst aspect of Left 4 Dead. So, let's see. Oh, we talked about this a little bit over the past couple of weeks. Do you remember the guy game?
Fucking vaguely. What happened?
So, well, you know what the game is, right? Just, unless you need a refresher.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, it's a game where, you know, all that controversy happened. Because it was like a trivia game during spring break. And you had to fill up like a flashometer. And then eventually, once you filled that up, women would flash you with their boobs. Not your boobs. That would be weird.
Show me my tits.
And yeah, it was, you know, it was just like one of those games where it's just like, you know, rated M. You had all this weird, like, you know, tits out and all that stuff. Except there was, you know, one woman in there who was underage. And then the game, like, got banned after that. Because she filed a lawsuit against them. Right?
Okay.
Vaguely remember. So it's still illegal to sell that game. And there was a convention that was happening called...
Oh, no.
Too Many Games. It's an annual convention held just outside Philadelphia. Oh, that makes more sense. It's in Philadelphia. Where, you know, people just go and sell stuff, whether it's artists, you know, people just like reselling things or just panels as well. There was a booth there trying to sell the game. Do you want to guess how much they were trying to sell the game for?
$20,000.
Close, kind of. I think you had one too many zeros. $250.
Thought this was going to be more. Like, why so cheap?
Well, I guess they're supposed to be, like, rare now, because, you know, no one has this game for very obvious reasons, and, it's also just a bad game. So someone posted this on their social media. It was like, why is this convention selling this? And security instantly went over and, you know, helped, you know, tell them, can't sell this. Was actually going to kick the vendor out, but they were compliant. Until someone else also found another copy at that same convention that another vendor was trying to sell. Do you want to guess how much they were trying to sell that one for?
$249.
Close. $400. So, I'm just confused as to, like, even if you're reselling and you don't play games, wouldn't you try to, like, look things up about this game, right, before you try to resell it? Or are you just going to go out there and just stick a sticker on it?
That's a very great question.
Because I feel like if someone were to look up the guy game value, it's still going to show up with, like, reasons of why it was banned, reasons of why it's illegal, you know, like the lawsuit that it had. It's very confusing. Also, did you read the thing when this, probably not, we were kind of young, about... the developers talking about why they're not happy that their game got banned?
The developers of that game?
Yeah.
No.
The man has decided that our fun and hilarious presentation of Spring Break Revelry just wasn't appropriate for the world of gaming.
You know, just underage girls.
Maybe we should have blown some shit up.
Oh my god. This is just another perfect example. Just take the hit and just move along, man.
Yeah, shout out to Top Heavy Studios for thinking this was a great idea. And speaking of developers, have you heard of a game called Coin Pusher Casino on Steam?
Nope.
So people are not happy with this game for specific reasons of... it's a casino, and it's on Steam. You know, the usual. I guess the game is also just isn't fun. And if you were to leave a bad review on this game on Steam, what do you think the developers would tell you? Or one of them specifically would tell you?
Oh, no.
Responded?
Oh, no. Thanks for your feedback.
If only it was that simple. Now, one of the developers decided to go to a lot of these comments and just tell them to kill yourselves.
That's all it took, huh?
Kill yourselves. Let me see if I can, here you go. Here's a picture of that review right here, right? Or the response.
Oh, my God. So classy.
Yeah. The cover-up that the studio is trying to do is, they're sorry for it. They fired the person and completely, like, removed anything about this person on their team, and is seeking professional help for members of that person's team. That's how they're trying to cover it up.
I mean, I get it. You can't be in control of, like, everything that's going on, but this is pretty bad.
This is really bad.
Is that fighting game you're talking about not out? Sorry, I hate to go back a little bit.
No, you're good. I don't think it's out just yet. I'm going to look it up, though, because I've just been reading these on, like, apparently it's just a mini game, is what they're saying. But even then, like, this fell's not even in the making new games anymore. They're just making mini games for their current games, I guess. But yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit that's been happening these past 3 weeks. One of them is gaming related. Super Monkey Ball. Yeah. Someone, rather than playing it with normal Joy-Cons, someone made an actual monkey ball to play it with.
Hell yeah!
Which I think this is cool.
Hell yeah!
I'm gonna get the video. It's a video, not a GIF, unfortunately. I'm gonna send this into the thing. You literally watch this person play super monkey ball with the ball with the monkey in it. I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, that might be one of the coolest really things. Cool. The coolest controllers I've ever seen. Move aside, DK Bongos. It's now this.
Mm-hmm. Which, did they actually... I know they had, like, this sponsorship thing on GDQ for this. Did they actually ever play a Super Monkey Ball on the stream for a speedrun?
They played... I can't remember what the fuck it was. It was, like, a spoof of it. But that whole Wii meme that they were doing, it came from that.
If I remember... I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, it was like it wasn't a monkey in the ball. Wasn't there just a man?
It was a chimp. It was like a chimp. So technically a monkey, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Which, are you going to get this game on Switch? The new one that came out?
I might, dude. I might, like.
I kind of want to.
All of them are good.
I haven't touched my Switch in forever. I remember playing these on the Xbox.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. They were so much fun, though.
It's so simple. So good. Thank you, Sega. Now stop making weird Sonic things. Please.
Yeah, please. Stop. Wait a second. With Sonic, isn't Keanu Reeves Shadow right now in, like, the movies or something like that?
Shadow was Idris Elba.
Oh,
I don't know Shadow. Sorry, I was thinking Knuckles. Yeah, I don't know.
I think Keanu Reeves has something to do with the Sonic franchise right now, but I can't remember what. So, wasn't there a Knuckles TV show?
I'm the wrong person to ask, man.
I know, we both don't like Sonic.
Sonic is cool. The people who like Sonic too much is what, like, yeah, really puts me away from that game.
Every day on Reddit, just on the trending page, you'll always see something Sonic related. It's usually some person who drew their original character that would fit in the Sonic.
Yeah.
Ugh. Which, like, sure, go ahead. You know, do whatever you want. Just maybe don't share it with us. Another thing that I guess is kind of old games and things like that, and a game that we did see, but this isn't randomized, is Super Mario 64. Someone has now ported it to the Game Boy Advance for some reason.
Okay.
Which, yeah. I don't know why they needed it on the Game Boy Advance. Because didn't we just get this on the Switch?
No. No, Super 64? Mario 64 has been there for a long time.
Yeah. But now someone has made it possible to play it on this Game Boy Advance of all things.
Yeah, that one doesn't make sense. There's no way that old-ass game runs good on the Game Boy Advance. Like, no way. Like, technically runs, yes. Great? Or, like, yeah. Even playable? Yeah.
I mean, they have a little gif of them playing it, but it... how can I put this? It looks worse than original Tomb Raider does.
I'm not shocked.
If that helps. Yeah, it's not good. I just had like a weird burp thing that happened in my stomach.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. You got any good eggs or Earth Ambassadors?
I don't have any. I mean... Yeah, I just... There's like nothing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I really tried looking. I cannot find anything.
These last 3 weeks have been so dry... So hot, both in news and in weather. So,
did you start watching The Boys?
I haven't yet. I know I need to, but every time it's like I'm about to go watch it, I don't. I don't know why. Siege again. That's pretty much it. It's like, oh, I'll go watch it. I look at Discord, they're playing Siege. Again, the case of Spoon's FOMO. I have to go play now.
To be fair, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it hasn't really changed. So there's a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
And then there's us. Montana. Big idiots.
Yeah. At least we know how to kill things and how to set up properly. Right?
For the most part. The next time we play Michael Myers, I am heavily lobbying for the other fucking playlist. Because we tried one new map and I just felt completely useless.
I had no idea where any of the doors were.
No. No entries, no nothing. Like, it's just, thanks, I guess. I guess I'll just be here.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. My Earth Ambassador is the random we played with today.
0-5, last game. No assists, and barricaded every doors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them out. We don't need them.
I guess the ones I actually have for this week is the people who keep making Payday 3 and trying to make it better. There was an update for Payday 3 where you can now play offline mode, right? You can pretty much do single player now, right? Except you can't really do offline because you still have to be online.
Okay.
I don't...
Just stop.
This is supposed to work.
Just make the game good. That's like all people are asking for.
Mm-hmm. I actually really wanted this game to be great. Because I loved the second game. And then we got this. And I have lost all hope. And then the other one's Dr. Disrespect. I still don't understand exactly what's going on with him. But I've just heard it's bad.
Honestly, he tried meeting up with a 14-year-old girl. He admitted to it, so, I mean, it's open and shut right there.
Is that, the things that I do love watching about everything that's happening with him is just seeing all the people who used to sponsor him just remove everything about him on their gaming platform, just try to save their own asses. I just find that funny. But, yeah, that's what I got. I don't know what else. You got any, Rush or not.
I do got that. You want to? Yeah, we can. Oh, I just lost. I just. Oh, fuck it. Hey, find something to do. I just closed the entire thing. Fuck.
That sounds great. I can tell you about this thing that happened. There was a dispute on Archangel. Do you know that game? It's the MMO weird one. Like, it's free on Steam. I think the main, like, was it? Banner on it is just like a girl with like huge tits.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, it's called Arc Age. Sorry. Let me see if I can find this this game on Steam. I can't, so I guess it's not on Steam.
It's just gone.
It's just gone. I guess this is kind of state speculate. I don't know. You want to
Give it a shot. I'm not used to this side.
Gamer flies across country to attack MMO rival with a hammer.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'll give you the place this person is from or where he flew to.
Okay, is it the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. It's hard.
God.
It's hard, huh?
Can I get a region?
I got to open up that hold on. I got to figure out what regions you
hey,
are.
Hey, man, take your time. Imagine closing all of your fucking stuff like an idiot.
Could never do that. Yeah. That would never happen to us. I'll give you the south and the northeast. So you can get either or, right?
South and northeast?
Yeah. So where this person is from or where they flew to.
I'm going to go just Texas and New York just based off the populace.
You're actually really close with the New York one. I see them as the same place, and I know someone's going to try to fly to my place now and hammer me. But, did I lose my tab?
Yes!
I didn't. I found it.
Boo!
A man from New Jersey was charged with attempted second-degree murder over the weekend after he flew to Florida and attacked another gamer with a hammer.
How the fuck
allegedly
is it second degree?
Dispute.
He bought a ticket. That seems pretty meditated to me.
Yeah. On the morning of June 23rd, this person, a 20-year-old man, was arrested by Nassau?
He's 20. Nassus? He's 20 years old and threw his life away. Nice.
Yeah. After arriving to the house of this the person who's going to go to attack, I don't want to give out this person's name. I also don't want to try to say these people's name. And allegedly assaulted him with a hammer he bought at a store just before the attack.
Dude, how is this not premeditated? He bought a tool to go. Oh my God. I don't know who this kid's lawyer is, but he's pretty good.
Yeah. According to police, I guess I could give you, should I just give him your last names, I guess?
I just say victim and perpetrator. That's usually what I do.
All right. According to police, perpetrator had never met victim in person, but the two allegedly interacted in the MMORPG, Arch Age. I can't say these.
Is this on Steam, this game?
No, it's not. I'm going to look it up, though.
No, you're good. Keep reading. What? Archangel?
Arch Age.
The fuck is it? This is what we're killing over? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's...
Okay.
I don't know what transpired between the victim and the suspect, but something made the suspect want to come down to Florida and injure the other individual. The other individual, sorry.
Why?
Explained the sheriff, Bill. I don't... It's a whole thing. The victim was treated at a hospital for severe head wounds.
Oh, so the guy actually got...
was later released.
He actually got in and assaulted him.
Yeah. Perpetrator. Or suspect, I guess. I don't know. Has been charged with attempted murder as well as armed burglary. 20 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
Again.
That's gone. That life is gone.
Listen, I know we all get mad at games, or at people in games, but...
I don't know, man, you say some stuff sometimes where it's just like, Jesus, all right.
I say, but do I act?
We're getting there, it seems. We're getting there.
I would never... We can talk after this podcast. I kid. I know where you live. Yeah, I just don't do it, man. It's fine. It's a video game.
It's cringe, man. I mean, hopefully the person who got hit in the fucking head with a hammer feels better. Jesus.
Yeah. This game was released in 2013, by the way.
This is cringe, bro.
Mm-hmm. Which, this game does not look that good. Even for a 2013 game.
Someone almost died over this game.
Wait, this game is on Steam, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I have this game still in my library. I do have this game in my library. It's just no longer available on Steam. Okay. Oh, I have a relic in my Steam account. But, how's the tab hunting go, huh?
I got him.
You got him?
Yeah, I got him.
All right, I'll hand the reins back to you.
Okay,
give me what you got.
State speculate, but Europe version. Cyclist fined after kissing his wife at cycling event.
Trying to remember where a lot of people...
It's basically the only cycling event, if you know it.
I just don't remember what country. Is it France?
Yes.
Okay.
So I know what you're asking yourself. What place did this man finish in to get fined by the governing body? He finished 61st.
Why are you fined?
I don't know. I really don't know. The fine was explained as for behavior damaging to the image of the sport. The original reason this is in place is because, like, cyclists would just stop and just start pissing and shitting on the fucking, like, just wherever. So they started fining for this. But yeah, his wife had his young son, from what I understand. I don't think they say an age. Yeah, their child Charles in her arms. So it's a younger kid, but she had like a bunch of his friends come in and like cheer him on. So he stopped and gave her a kiss. And apparently, according to cycling, that's worthy of a fine. So here you go.
Got it. So they just don't like love.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, they're French. So like, fuck them. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, your streets already smell like piss anyway.
Yeah, you're also hosting the Olympics and you're telling people not to come. What else? Bed bugs everywhere. You guys riot over everything.
Aren't they pooping in the river or something like that? Isn't there like
what? This is news
protest
to me. There's a
poop. Oh, I gotta look this up.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
I gotta look this up. Because I've heard about this. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. I don't know how to say this. Parisians?
People Parisians.
Live in Paris, right?
Yeah, Parisians.
Yeah. I now know that's how you say it, thanks to you, but like now all I can think of is Persians. Which
I fucking might as well be. Might as well be.
They threatened to poop in the Seine River. I'm terrible with names. To protest sewage contamination ahead of Paris 2024 Summer Olympics. There's like a whole thing going on there right now, with a hashtag that's in French, which translates to "I shit in the Seine."
Oh my god!
On June 23rd.
Oh my god.
There was a, I don't know what the website was, but there was literally a website you go to interact with this protest thing, and there was a countdown to show where, like, in your location, when you had to poop so that it would reach this river. And they have, like, toilets set up on the side of it.
Oh my god. We don't need France, dog.
Short and everything
we
like
don't
this.
Need
yeah.
them.
Let's see. I mean... Yeah, at the beginning, the objective was to make a joke by bouncing off the ironic hashtag. In the end, are people really going to shit in the river?
Yes.
Set up. Yeah, it's they are. They are. They 100% are. They're. Let's see. They're. The French government are really trying to like clean up this river to make it swimmable, because I guess that's where they're doing like the swimming Olympics part is in this river. So,
okay. It's not like the Olympics would boost your economy or anything.
Yeah, I think they're testing it for like E. coli and other bacteria.
Hepatitis, syphilis.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. All right, let's stick in Europe, though. State speculate. Kangaroo missing in country for 6 months after escape is found some 50 miles from home.
In Europe?
In Europe. It's not France. Because apparently they would have rioted and shit all over this thing.
Spain?
Germany.
Ah. I didn't know they were allowed to have animals.
Especially kangaroos. Yeah, I don't know. He went missing during New Year's. And they found him. He's healthy.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. This article is very just short to the point. Okay, which of our Discord states did this happen in? So once again, that is Oregon, Washington, Maryland, Colorado, Utah, Texas, Florida. That's basically it.
Or Canada.
Yeah, that's a state. a primary that was held in the state, like voting, tie resolved by coin flip, winner deemed ineligible. So, you know, just a big fucking waste of everyone's time.
Oregon.
This is Oregon.
Yeah.
This. Did you see this?
No, I didn't. But when I thought about who lived in what state and where I think this could happen, it made sense to me.
So the two top candidates among the 103rd write-in names were Democratic nominee Lisa Frigola and her former rival for the nomination, fellow Democrat Doyle Canning. Each of them received 7 votes. Wow, real barn burner. State law required the tie to be broken by lot, which in the past has meant a roll of dice or a coin flip. Luke Bellant, the state's deputy elections director, was placed in charge of the coin flip. Blah, blah, blah. Someone called heads. The flip came up as tails, giving the nomination to Canning. There was one further hiccup, however, as the state's, quote, sore loser law bars Canning from accepting the nomination since she already lost in the Democratic primary.
I don't
know either. I don't.
Too much.
This is dumb. Oregon, once again, you're dumb. You're on California's path. We don't starting to realize we probably don't need you.
Well, we're gonna move some of our chiselers up there to help cut you guys out.
The process has begun. Fix it or else. All right. Rush or not rush? Man uses eye socket strength to break 2 Guinness World Records.
Oh, my eyes hurt just thinking about
that. Yeah,
it's
going to feel even fucking worse. So,
not him, hopefully.
Yeah, this is not him. This is a Las Vegas man, Andrew Staten. For the first title, Staten attached large metal hooks to his eye socket and used them to pull a Cadillac and a driver weighing over 5,300, or totaling 5,319 pounds across the TV stage. He has another record. He became the first holder of a second title by swallowing his sword and using the hooks in his eyes to lift a 129-pound assistant. Ugh.
No.
Yeah. All right.
My eyes hurt a lot. Just thinking about this.
That's tough. All right. Rush, not rush. Most balloon bursts with chopsticks.
Rush.
This is rush.
Yeah.
Let me make sure.
Balloon pop.
Yeah, this is the latest one. I don't know, dude. He spent 2 months preparing for the latest attempt, throwing a total of 10,000 chopsticks into cardboard boxes to fine-tune his speed and aim. He now owns 180.
How fast? Wait, he said he was throwing them, right?
Yeah, throwing them like ninja stars, like Judy chops.
How fast do you think you have to throw those?
Not very.
Yeah. I will say, I'm really bad at throwing chopsticks. I cannot get them to go the way I want them to. They always end up like just like, you know, spinning in the air.
I desperately want Chinese food now. So thank you, David Rush. and lastly, yeah, this isn't him, but this is just an update. Apparently he did it. He broke 52 records in 52 weeks over the course of 2021, which is a record. And he now owns 181 as opposed to that Italian guy's 180. So fuck you.
And we got to keep him up top, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Nope. Never mind. He doesn't officially have it. He's at 177. Wait, but that made no sense because the other one was this 180. I don't know, dude. This article is poorly
unofficial
written.
Unofficial 181, official 177?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It'll never make sense.
I don't know. I probably didn't stroke enough Guinness World Record cocks but to get in there because apparently you just got to praise be the GWR. That's all I got. Guinness, you're still nerds. Fuck you.
Yeah. One thing I want to ask, are you going to go see Deadpool this month?
I kind of want to, right?
I kind of want to. I also kind of want to get the popcorn bucket that they have
for
it.
Oh, no. What do they got?
Just like, let me see if I can find it.
What theaters is this at?
I'll see if I can find it. All they did right now is just reveal the bucket as far, looks like Regal Theaters.
I think I actually got one of those out here.
Yeah.
What's the bucket?
You wanna see
Hell
it?
Hell yeah.
I kind of want one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
I'm fucking Wolverine, baby.
It's even got the tongue in there for you.
Yep. I'm not actually going to do that. That's disgusting. But
I don't know if this is another one or if this is just like one that a fan had, but this is also what shows up.
There's no way that's real. There's no fucking way that's real.
I really hope that's real. These just look awesome. And then I think this was not the spoiler one, but the one that they like teased of what it would look like as well. Which
solid,
right? Yeah,
solid.
Yeah, I really want to go see this movie. I think July 26th, I think, is when it's coming out.
I mean, fuck it.
July 26th. Come on down, we'll watch some Deadpool 3. I don't know. Speaking of games, movies. Did you ever play or like Watch Dogs from Ubisoft?
No, I did play it.
No?
I didn't like it. Sorry, dude, I'm fucking, I'm struggling.
It's a struggle, right? It's so hot right now. And it's like killing me over here, so I understand the pain. Apparently there was a plan to make a Watch Dogs movie back in 2013. They officially announced it this year that it was going to happen.
Okay.
A little late. All your games kind of suck now, Ubisoft. And then there were also set photos for season 2 of The Last of Us, and it's not looking good for our TV show.
It was cool while it lasted. I guess I'll just have to stick to The Boys. Please watch that. I need to talk about this.
I will. I will watch it this week. I will make sure I watch it this week. I really want to watch it, especially from all the things that like I've not seen as in spoilers, but like heard about it. People are really liking the season. So. Yeah. So I've heard it's good.
Honestly, like so far, right on par with the first season for me, and the first season's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite insult so far is Butcher. I won't tell you who he's insulting, but insults someone and goes, "I'd call you a cunt, but you don't have the depth nor the warmth." I was just like, God damn, that's pretty good.
I like that one. I actually do have one more state speculate for you, but this is a Europe edition one. If you want to go through it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Man sentenced to 4 months in prison for wielding tiny master sword in public. Europe.
I'm sorry. Repeat this? He's sentenced because he had a sword?
Man sentenced to 4 months in prison for wielding tiny Master Sword in public.
Like Legend of Zelda Master Sword.
Yes.
Oh, this has to be England.
You are correct.
It's so stupid.
Sentenced to 4 months in prison, by the way, for this. A man in England has been sentenced to 4 months in prison after police found him walking around outside while brandishing a miniature replica of the Master Sword from Legend of Zelda. Arguing that it was an actual weapon, the police eventually detained this person who claimed he bought the replica online as a fidget toy. So it was a fidget toy. Yeah. This happened on June 8th. And they spotted him on CCTV cameras that he was holding this.
This is sad.
Do you want to guess the length of the blade on this toy?
7 inches.
You're actually really close. 6 inches.
I was going to say six.
And it was sheathed. It had the sheath on it.
Oh my god.
This person does admit that you can take off the sheath, and he understands how it could be mistaken for a weapon. But due to UK's knife laws, you cannot carry a blade, or you cannot carry a knife with a blade longer than 3 inches. So that's why.
This is dumb.
That's why he got sentenced. This is so dumb.
God damn it. England, we don't need you.
I just wanted to end it on England big. England, you know, we didn't have a good one of these this week, and I really wanted to.
Let's start a petition to turn England into the new Atlantis. Let's try.
Instead of all the California people moving to, like,
we Texas, send them to England,
Colorado, we send them all to England.
I'm fine with it.
England can become the U.S.'s version of Australia.
Yeah, it's only fair. Like, you tried to kill us and not, you know, have us be our own thing. So here you go.
Mm-hmm. It's not looking good for you guys. You got anything to plug?
I'm going to stream after this, and I'm going to stream on Friday.
Let's go. Not tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I should. I don't know, dude. This week, it's just dragging on, man. Like, it's just slow.
Yeah.
Ava had, like, this little class that she had to attend, and they were like, oh, like, every other time it's been 6:30. And, of course, I come home, like, from the gym, I eat, I take her to her first one, I come back, I take a shower, thinking that it's 6:30. Nope, it's 6:15, so Ava's blowing up my phone, and I go running over there. I get in, I sit down, they were very nice, up until the point where they're, like, they're on a slide, and they're talking, and they're like, so what are some stresses that you would have in life? And she looks right at me, and I just stare at her, and she's just, what about you? Do you have stresses? I look at her, and I go, no. I don't know. I seriously don't know her name. She never introduced herself. I never introduced myself. Nothing. I've known this human for 15 seconds. I say, I don't have any stresses. Yeah. I don't have any stresses. And so immediately she goes, oh, that must be nice. I'd like to live with you. And I go, I literally, like, give her a look and I go, no. Like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Like, don't make jokes about that. Like, I've known you for 15 fucking seconds. So, like, the meeting continued. And then, like, there's other families there. And they were like, well, what are some ways you can, like, relax and get rid of stress? And you know, she goes, well, like, mine is I have a pool and I just sit on a floaty and I just float on it till I feel better. And then the mom of this other girl there goes, wow, sounds like we should be living with you then, huh? I was like, I fucking love that lady. Hell yeah.
The second she said, well, I really wish, you know, I kind of want to live with you. You should have said, I now have a stress. I have a stress concern. Oh, my God.
If it would have gotten Ava in trouble, that would have been fucking great.
That is such a weird thing. Like,
15
I
seconds
understand.
Of knowing someone. 15!
I kind of understand, like, to ask that question, but I don't think it should be, like, your icebreaker question or anything like that. Usually that one is, hi, my name is this, what's your name? Or something like that. I don't know.
Just quit being weird with people. Just, they're humans. It's an awkward situation. Let's not make it weirder, huh? What about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This week is awful. My supervisor is out of town, and we got a really tall. He's honestly really chill. I just wish he wore deodorant. And
boy, you stank.
Yeah. Supervisor, not really hourly, Mr. H is what I'm going to call you. Please wear deodorant. You smell so bad at the end of the day. And I'm sorry for breaking your computer. I got angry and punched it.
What?
You got anything to plug?
Oh, my God.
No. It wasn't his computer, okay? I'll be honest. It was the work computer. I didn't break it, though. I did break the glass.
Nope. I think I'm done.
Thank you so much for listening. You guys have a good week, night, day, or whatever it might be. And hopefully we'll see you 2 weeks.
Siege time.
Yep. Bye-bye.